This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Today we will continue to hear updates that I gathered from the Farm Progress show last week. And first we will hear from DeKalb brand manager Becca Waller.
As we're nearing the end of the 2015 growing season, what were your thoughts over the year and what are we thinking going into 2016?
So 2015's been an interesting season, as Mother Nature always likes to throw challenges our way. So you never know what curveball is going to come. We had an interesting year with lots of inclement and wet weather, strong winds. So we've been pleased to see that our products have been standing up to not only disease resistance, but also things like down corn. So it's a bad day when your corn's laying on the ground. So we've seen great product performance out of the DeKalb lineup. So we're looking forward to harvesting and seeing what we can bust some bins at.
Definitely started out as a very wet year, and I know farmers have seen some low stock quality. So for you to say that your corn is standing and your crops are doing well, that's excellent.
Yeah, it's really a good lineup. We've got a pretty broad portfolio, whether it's through agronomic traits or biotech traits, making sure that we've got the right product on that right acre. Because obviously you don't want to stick a product that's not meant for that soil or doesn't have good standability in that type of environment. So just making sure that we're doing the needs assessment and making sure we're positioning the products on the right acre.
And for 2016, are you working on seeing any new traits or varieties coming out that you're really excited about?
So we've always got a new class of products we're going to be launching here going into the winter months. So we're excited about our next class of products, really focusing on, again, making sure we have better agronomic packages. We saw northern corn leaf blight pop up this year, and we had good resistance against that, as well as Goss's wilt. So just continually focusing on enhancing our disease resistance and overall agronomic packages, and of course enhancing yield. Yield is how we get to profitability for farmers, and especially in a low commodity environment, it's really important to make sure that we're maximizing yield while reducing risk. And so that's through, again, our agronomic and as well as biotech traits.
Once again, that was DeKalb brand manager Becca Waller. Next, we will hear from Channel brand manager Casey Perry. Casey and I had a conversation about her thoughts on the 2015 growing season and what's new for next year.
You know, at Channel, we're extremely proud to work with an excellent network of seedsmen that are spending a ton of time in fields all throughout this growing season. So as I talk to our seedsmen, they're quick to highlight the variability that we're seeing. You know, even from field to field, not very far down the road, you can have very different growing conditions. So it's really interesting to talk to our seedsmen that have been spending a lot of time with their customers to learn everything we can from this season to help us prepare for the next one.
Do you have any new products coming out for 2016, and what are your thoughts on that?
At Channel, we're excited to continue to add new products to our lineup. As we go into the 2016 season, we've got a lot of new exciting corn and soybean products offering a lot of choice to our customers. So we've got a very diverse, broad portfolio that can meet a lot of different conditions within a farmer's operation. So when a seedsman can spend time with that customer, understand their operation, the differences from field to field, and pair that information with our broad product portfolio, they can really continue to place products to perform.
And with those new products, is there one certain trait or variety that you're really looking forward, or farmers that should be looking forward to seeing?
One thing that I am excited about at Channel is the fact that when we bring a new germplasm or a new product to the market, we're offering choice to that customer. So you're probably going to see it in a Genuity VT Double Pro offering as well as a Genuity Smart Stacks offering. So based on your level of rootworm pressure and whether you're targeting above and below ground control or maybe just above ground control, we've got a diverse product offering to really meet those farmers' needs.
Once again, that was Channel brand manager Casey Perry. We'll be back with more after these messages. We're back with your WSMI Farm Show. Next, we will hear from New Holland Crop Packaging Marketing Manager Kurt Hoffman. Kurt and I had a conversation at the Farm Progress Show about New Holland's new baling technology.
One of those new things is something called IntelliCruise, which actually uses the ISOBUS 3 system of the tractor to communicate with the baler, and the baler actually has the ability to communicate back and actually take control of, like, transmission speed, for instance. So this is new for the industry. We've been all using ISOBUS Class 2 as manufacturers, so this is the first big baler that's out there on the market that has automated features. And IntelliCruise basically has two different modes. Mode 1 would be slice control, where we want to control both the number of flakes in the bale as well as each individual flake's thickness. So that way when I'm selling hay, if I know that I built 100 bales that day and the first five averaged maybe 800 pounds for a 3x3, the rest of them that afternoon should also average very close to that. So I'm not giving hay up if I'm selling, but by the same token, if I'm buying hay, the bales are consistent and I'm not getting cheated out of a little bit of hay either.
So is this new baling technology something that you think would help with production?
Yes, certainly. A new person that you've hired basically to run the baler in the tractor can be just as efficient in that tractor and baler as somebody that's been doing it for, say, 20 years. If you use IntelliCruz, it'll actually take even an experienced person who gets fatigued. You know, it's 95 degrees today here in Decatur. I'm a little fatigued. It would be nice to have the machine actually do more of the functions so I don't have to do them, so I'm just as fresh at 6 o'clock in the evening when I crawl out of that tractor for dinner as what I was at 8 in the morning when I started baling.
And is this technology something that comes with a baler if purchased? Can you purchase it separately? Tell us how that works.
Sure. The balers actually all come IsoBus 3, and they all come preloaded with the software for IntelliCruz. The dealer basically would order an unlock code when they order the baler if they know they want to use it in an automated function. Worst case scenario, maybe you figured your customers wouldn't accept this very quickly and you made a mistake. No big deal, we can still go through parts, unlock the baler and the tractor through parts after the fact. Maybe somebody buys one today and says, I don't need that. 3 years from now they decide differently that I do want it, not a big deal, we can unlock it at any point in time. If you trade the baler, you trade the tractor, the code goes with the trailer, or goes with the tractor and goes with the baler. So the next person gets to enjoy that automated functioning as well if they have an IsoBus 3 tractor.
Sounds like something that's very new and exciting and definitely something that farmers should look for. Any final thoughts today about New Holland or your new technology?
Just stay with us. You'll get to see a lot more new technology, I think, in the years to come like this. What I would want to say to everybody is that this is a journey, if you will. This is baby steps towards automated equipment where we may be able to run a drone with a manned operator out in the field together, or maybe multiple drones someday. So we're reaching for the stars and we're taking little baby steps to get you there one little step at a time.
Once again, that was New Holland Crop Packaging Marketing Manager Kurt Hoffman. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.